Daily Rest, Thursday, November 18th, 2021. This week's devotion theme is Meet the Minor Prophets. Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry out against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah arose to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Jonah 1, verses 1 through 3a. Jonah, fish food. It's easy to be critical of the attitude of the prophet Jonah. God sent him to preach to Nineveh in a last-ditch effort to have mercy. But Jonah went the other direction. Jonah disobeyed the Lord. Why? God had sent him to preach to the enemy. Imagine, for instance, being sent to preach peace to Al-Qaeda. Are there people that we don't think are worthy of God's grace? If so, aren't we just like Jonah? Jonah was from Gath-Hepher, in the northern part of the northern kingdom of Israel, one of the first places to be overrun when the Assyrian Empire came marching in. When Jonah was called to go to their capital city of Nineveh, he refused. He went the other way on a ship bound for Tarshish. God intervened, and the sailors recognized it. They threw Jonah into the sea, where he became fish food. A great fish swallowed Jonah, and for 3 days he was in the belly. God then brought Jonah out onto the shore, where he was sent back to his original mission, to Nineveh. Jesus compared himself to Jonah. Jesus says that Jonah's experience is a picture of his own burial and resurrection. In his death on the cross, Jesus came to save those who were his enemies, including all of us who are born in sin. The message of Jonah should remind us all that God will have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. 1 Timothy 2, verse 4. Teach us the lesson thou hast taught, to feel for those thy blood hath bought, that every word and deed and thought may work a work for thee. Amen. This daily devotion is taken from Daily Rest, a publication of the Church of the Lutheran Confession, website clclutheran.org. Gethsemane Lutheran Church is a member congregation of the Church of the Lutheran Confession. For more information about our congregation, see our website, gethsemaneclc.org.